This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
This is the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
Yep.
Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York.
Yep.
The ESPN New York app.
Yep.
Or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN. This is DiPietro and Rothenberg.
Ball game over. Regular season over. The Knicks win 120 to 119 in overtime. Win number 50.
That's who this team is. It's who they've been all season long. I mean, they go and they try to win.
Competitors compete.
I don't know how you couldn't love
them. Hey, you don't have to wind these guys up. And that's what I love about them. They're going to compete.
Give you every ounce of energy every single night.
This is DiPietro and Rothenberg on 98.7 ESPN.
All right, DNR with you, 98.7 ESPN, big 7 o'clock hour around the league, which is nice, happening at about 7:45. We are a week and a half away from the NFL draft. You getting excited for that?
Oh, I can't wait for that. I can't wait for that.
You got to figure that as the draft is ongoing, we're going to have either the Knicks or the Rangers also in action that night.
Well, I hope so.
Well, I mean, it has to be, I would think, right? I mean, that's still going to be well into the first round of the postseason for both teams.
Yes. Right. Listen, there's a lot happening right now. There's a lot going on.
There's a lot happening.
I mean, yesterday was intense. I mean, a lot going on yesterday.
Saturday was intense.
I was dabbling with the Women's World Championships. USA Canada. I got involved in that.
How do you have time for more?
We lost in overtime.
I heard about that.
Ugh. Took too many men in OT. Not what you want.
Not what you want. So, was it that blatant that they had to call it in overtime?
Well, it would have been a breakaway.
Oh.
So we have the puck in our zone. It's 3-on-3. We clear it out. There's someone, you know, there's someone in the neutral zone. The girl, woman next to the bench stops it to make the pass for the breakaway, and the referee's like, whoa, whoa, there's four of you. There's four of you out here. We have to call this. Yeah, it wasn't great.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
But what can you do?
But your Islanders are doing well and played a heck of a game against the Rangers on Saturday. Thank God that Panarin scores that goal, ties it up. They can't score 5-on-5. They can't score 5-on-5. What a shot. What a goal. Rangers win it in the shootout, and they needed that because had the Rangers lost that, they now wouldn't have controlled their own destiny to get the top overall seed in the Eastern. Forget about winning the President's Trophy or the conference. You wouldn't have won the division had you lost that game in overtime and Carolina wins last night, which they did, and if they would have beaten, I think they have Columbus in their final game.
Yeah, Carolina's a problem, right? Carolina is going to be a problem. The focus for you has to be, forget the President's Trophy. I mean, who cares about the President's Trophy? Having the number one seed so you're not playing Tampa in the first round is the most important thing.
Very important.
Followed up by, hey, can we figure out how to score 5-on-5 would be nice.
Which has been a problem all year long.
Yeah. I mean, that's the focus. And I kind of want to say going through the motions, but still, you didn't get their best.
You went against Philadelphia?
Against Philadelphia.
They went through the motions.
Okay. I didn't want to say it. You could say it.
Well, that's fine.
I expected them to come out and be better against the Islanders.
And they were.
And they were. And again, he's one of the best players in the league. Ends up tying the game up. You win in the shootout. So, I mean, would I love to beat you and take the 2 points? Yeah, I would have loved that. But.
Yeah, but I actually think those 2 points were bigger for the Rangers than they were for the Islanders. I mean, you got the point. You guys are going to get in.
I know, but we're the team that's fighting for our playoff lives, and you're the team that's kind of just trying to position yourself as the one in the conference.
Yeah, but positioning yourself is important for the Rangers now.
Yeah, right. It is. I mean, well, here's what I'll say to that, though. Okay? I mean, in theory, if you don't win your division, would it be the end of the world? I think it's, I mean, having a matchup against the Islanders as opposed to having a matchup against Tampa.
Washington or Detroit.
Right, like that's, I mean, that's what you want to focus on now. And finishing off the season. You had a great regular season.
A great regular season.
Finishing off the right way.
I just feel like it ends on such a sour note if you don't wind up with the top overall seed.
Yeah, I would probably agree with that. But, I mean, you think that there shouldn't be many teams right now in the East that ultimately scare you. I mean, you're expecting...
Well, there are.
I know they scare you, but you're expecting this team to be right there at the end.
Yeah, I expect them to go on a run, but I'd be lying to you if I said I wasn't. I mean, if I'm playing Detroit or Washington, I mean, I'm not terrified of that. I think you have to win that. But Carolina round two, Florida round three, Boston round three, yeah.
Listen, you're still, I mean, you're still going to have to play Carolina. So, I mean, wrap your mind around that.
Well, maybe not.
I have a hard time believing that the Islanders are going to beat Carolina.
So you don't think the Islanders can beat Carolina?
I think Carolina is a really, really good team.
You think Carolina's the best team in the Eastern Conference right now?
I don't know if they're the best team in the Eastern Conference, but they got the goalie back. You know how hard they play. Rod Brindamore's a great coach. They added Gensel. It's a good team.
So you really could team. You could have the top 2 point scoring teams in all of hockey in the same division, and they could meet in the second round.
Yeah, because we have this fakakta bracket. We have. I don't like it. It should be 1 through 8. That's how it should be.
It should be one
NBA
through eight.
Yeah.
And then NBA the Rangers should take on Carolina in the Eastern Conference Finals.
Right, reseed.
But that's not the way it is. So Islanders have 2 games left. Correct me if I'm wrong. Islanders win 1 game and they're in.
Islanders have 2 games left. They have 90 points right now. Washington has 87. Yeah, so if they win one more, that puts them at 92, the best
that's
Washington.
It.
Yeah.
So Islanders can win their next game and then dress nobody if they want for the final game. Like they're... Right. They need 2 points. Even 2 overtime losses gets the Islanders into the postseason.
The 2 points, yeah.
Yeah. And that's worst case. I mean, there's a chance that you don't even need that.
No, but why? Listen.
Of course. Why mess around with it? But, yeah, no, I feel, again, and it feels like this is a discussion that we've mentioned all year, but it feels like it's glaring at this point. Is the Rangers, they are, let's be honest here, they're just not a great team 5-on-5.
Well, they have a line that's good 5-on-5. I mean, you're talking about the Panarin line being one of the best 5-on-5 lines in hockey. It's the lines after that. It's Kreider, Zibanejad, Roslovic. I mean, it's the guys after that.
I don't understand how anything with Zibanejad involved is not good. He is so talented.
He's just not having a Mika kind of season. That's the problem. Power play is great, but you can't. I mean, you're not going to get to the playoffs relying on your power play.
Yeah, I mean, you wouldn't think so.
I have a hard time believing that.
Right. So then the question is, do you have enough faith in the Rangers 5-on-5 that you expect them to go on a big run this postseason?
Right now, I don't know how you could.
So you think that they don't make it to the conference final? Is it conference final or finals?
Because finally, NHL is final.
Okay. But yeah. NBA is finals.
Yes.
That's confusing. All right. So then do you believe the Rangers have enough to make it to the Eastern Conference final? It's a fair question.
It is a fair question. That's a tough question to answer just because I don't – like I know if I were a team loading up to play the Rangers that – as long as I did a really good job against Panarin in that line, and we were disciplined, didn't take too many penalties. I like our chances, but I mean, you still got one of the better goalies in the NHL. Your defense is good. Carolina is a really good team, though, too. Yeah, I think they have enough. I think they do have enough, but I mean, I don't think it's going to be something that you just solve overnight. It hasn't been fixed the entire season.
How do you fix it then?
I don't know, just hope that all of a sudden, because it's the postseason, those guys step up.
So it's just, really in actuality, it's just a wing and a prayer.
Well, I don't think it's a prayer. I mean, you just think, you know that Mika's good. You know those guys are good.
Well, I know they're good, but it hasn't worked out all season long.
Right, it hasn't, and it's going to be harder to score goals in the postseason. I mean, you could run into where you play. I mean, Shesterkin plays really well. Defensively, you're much better because of the coaching, more structure. And, you know, Panarin plays really well. You capitalize on your power play when you have the opportunities, and you win like that. It's just when you get to the postseason, man, I mean, the areas of the ice that you have to go to score goals, it's hard. And you got to make a real commitment that I'm going to get the crap kicked out of me, but it's going to be worth it because these are the spots. Because you're playing against the best teams with really defensively are really good. Goalies are usually really good. And, I mean, you're going to have to get.
You get worn down and
guys
get hurt.
Guys at the front of the net. Guys are going to take your Rangers defense. You know what's going to happen.
Well, you know that Ryan Lindgren's going to leave a game or two or three or four, all of them, because he's banged up and he's, you know, and Fox is going to be a target. And, yeah, no, it's tough.
Right. So, I mean, those you're going to have, but listen, the playoffs is also the time where, you know, guys have stepped up, right? Like, I mean, we had, you know, a couple years ago, and it was fortunate for a bunch of stuff that happened with, you know, goalies being out or Sidney Crosby getting knocked out. But, like, you have guys that you didn't really see it during the regulars, like the kid line during the playoffs was freaking awesome, right? Like, I mean, it's like, holy crap.
Yeah, they right? sure like, were. And so, it feels like Lafreniere has taken that next step this season.
Yeah, on that line. But, stuff like that does happen. But, I mean, so far, I mean, through 81 games,
right.
you're a team that struggled to generate much outside of Panarin's line 5-on-5.
So for you to look at the Rangers season and say, this was a successful postseason run, where do they need to get to?
With the kind of regular season that they've had?
Yeah.
I think they probably have to get to the Eastern Conference Final.
I agree.
You're also talking about being in a division where you have the Rangers sitting here with 112 points and Carolina with 111.
It's unbelievable.
So.
You know, home ice doesn't mean as much as, like, home court in the NBA. So even though you're going to have four games at home as opposed to you know, three games on the road, I mean, does that ultimately
Well, it does. I think it does mean more.
It makes that much of a difference?
Yeah, because you have last change.
Right.
That's a huge deal.
All right, so is last change bigger than the home environment then?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and I also think, listen, the home environment does help, though. I mean, as far as how long you can keep momentum. That's what this ends up being. I mean, it's how long you can keep the momentum and how quickly you can end it.
I'll tell you what, I am really, really excited and really, really anxious for both the Knicks and the Rangers.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think that's fair with the amount of, I mean, with the expectations being put on this team. You got one team that looks like it's going to finish first in the conference, and you got the other team that just finished second in the conference. Right? I mean, that's...
Yeah.
I mean, with
you tell no lies.
With regular seasons like that comes expectations. I'm telling you, no one's going to care, and it would be miserable. I don't even want to think about it. If the Knicks lose in the first round to Miami or the Sixers, they're as good as the regular season was, and as good as Jalen Brunson
was.
Right.
I mean, do you think that they look fondly back on the regular season for the Boston Bruins last year?
No, absolutely not.
Or do you think that they look and say it was a great regular season that ended in absolute failure and misery?
Oh, especially with how that series unfolded, too. Yeah, it was a tremendous disappointment.
It was even beyond that, I think.
Disastrous.
It was a failure.
It was disastrous.
Failure. Like, it was everything you wanted, the opposite of that. You should have walked through that series.
It's why the playoffs are so different, man.
It's
amazing how hard it is to win a championship. It really is.
And then especially some teams make it look so easy.
Especially in sports where you're playing seven-game series. Just to get through that.
You get through the seven-game series, and it's like, all right, now you get another team, start from scratch, go do it all over again.
Yeah.
And then another one.
Right. Yeah, don't worry, guys. You only need 16 wins to get that Stanley Cup. No big deal.
That's a lot. And you know what? The Knicks and maybe more so the Rangers, but the Knicks are going to – there's going to be no gimme. None. It's not going to be like you're facing the Washington, you know, Wizards who won 30 games and they stink. And it's like, all right, well, when that series in five and then – no. There's nothing easy about this. And you know what? In fairness, there's nothing going to be easy about it for Oklahoma City or Denver or the Knicks or the Celtics or anybody. Nobody has an easy road here.
No, but, I mean, there is always the thought, though. All these teams are good, but there's always the thought when you have as good a regular season as, you know, the Rangers are having or the Knicks have had, that that first round matchup, although not easy, will be, you know, one of the, will be a little less challenging than what you're going to see in the second round, and then in the, you know, then in the conference finals.
I think for the Rangers that holds true. I think for the Knicks it may not.
No, this could end up being the hardest road.
Yes,
because all of a sudden, I mean, Giannis does come back from the calf. They beat Indiana. Now you're looking at the Heat or the Sixers in the first round, Milwaukee in the second round, and then most likely Boston in the conference finals.
That is brutal. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back. More on the Knicks, more on the Rangers, more on the Islanders, and, of course, the baseball. Great weekend for the Mets. Great weekend for the Yankees. They both win yet another series. 1-800-919-3776. DNR with you, 98.7 ESPN.
The hardest thing about getting into shape is taking that first step. Isn't it time for you to reach out to NJ Diet? They're going to contractually guarantee that you lose at least 20 to 40 plus pounds in only 40 days. That's nearly twice as fast as weight loss injections and without any of those nasty side effects. NJ Diet uses your hair and saliva along with scans to personalize natural solutions and supplements to get you to shed that fat quickly. Then NJ Diet uses your DNA info to make sure you keep the weight off. You're fully supervised the entire time to make sure you're burning fat, not just losing water. And you even get Dr. T's personal email and phone number. Locations across New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, or available from home with live online video consultations. Call 855-5NJ-DIET and lose weight the natural way quickly and safely. Call 855-5NJ-DIET or schedule your consult today at njdiet.com. Get slimmer before the summer and without any of those shots, go to njdiet.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And, boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's give the Mets some flowers for a moment. We all had them dead and buried in 0-5, and Lindor can't hit, which continues to pretty much be the case, but we thought they were in such major trouble, and they're pitching, and Alonso's gotten a little hotter, and Beatty looks like he really belongs, and all of a sudden, the New York Mets have now won three consecutive series. A great pitch game from Buto yesterday. They win it 2-1, and all of a sudden, Mets are one game under 500 right now.
Yeah, in 7 of the last 10. Absolutely. But I mean, they've shown you a resiliency this season. Right? And you mentioned how good Buto was.
He was terrific.
Severino pitched well. Manaea, not so much.
No, Manaea couldn't throw a strike.
No.
You know, got me the angriest about them. And this is the thing. Like, they had a really good weekend, but there's one thing that just got me so angry this weekend.
Oh, one thing that got you so angry
I guarantee it got you angry, too.
Well, I'm sure. With everything going on this weekend, Ted, why don't you just tell me?
When Marte dropped that ball in right field.
Yeah.
I mean, what... It was so he was so lackadaisical that it just, I mean, he dropped it and then it led to a huge inning.
Yeah, see, stuff like that does drive me crazy, yeah. That's one of those controllable things. Like, just lock it in. I don't need you. Let's just focus. Let's catch that thing.
Although he does look a little bit better, too, this year. Or a lot better year than he did last
year. Well, he's healthy, finally. I mean, right. You're talking about a double hernia last year. You could tell he wasn't healthy.
He doesn't run the way he used to, though.
I got to tell you.
Yesterday.
I got to tell you, and I understand why we're doing it and we're trying to do it. The whole, like, standing ovation stuff for Lindor. Like, I don't know if I like it.
Well, what do you want? Like, okay, so let me ask you this now, right? If he goes out there and he's booed vociferously, it's New York is the worst, and all they do is hammer their players, and this is why no one wants to go there. So the fan base decides, you know what? We're going to do the opposite. It worked in Philadelphia.
Well, no, I don't think the fan base decided. I think it was the owner that suggested it.
Okay, and then the fan base picked up where the owner suggested, and they're so positive for him. And I mean, I don't have a huge problem with it.
No, it's not that I have a problem with it. I don't necessarily have a problem that we're doing it. I don't know if I was Francisco Lindor, if I would. I don't know. It seems so contrived.
It is contrived.
Like they're not doing it because I'm playing well. They're just doing it to.
They're doing
to
it
make
to
me
try
feel
to
better.
To raise me above. A disastrous situation.
Right. So, I mean, I guess I get it, but.
But what would you prefer? Would you prefer that every time he walks up to the plate that he just gets booed?
No, I don't think you have to. No, because I tell you all the time, that doesn't help.
Okay.
Like, if the goal of booing is try to make your favorite team play better, it doesn't help. But if I'm, if I'm playing well, yeah, I would like you to cheer. If I'm not, I think getting booed kind of goes with the territory. I don't think sending, disgusting messages to his wife
on social media.
That's
crossing a line that you should never, ever cross. That's disgusting.
Right, but I don't know. I guess, I'm someone that's dealt with this, right? Like, there were times during my career that people, with all my injuries, weren't fond. Tried the whole, I even went as far as buying them, hot dogs and drinks
to try to.
Didn't work. But I guess my point is this, is for Francisco Lindor to say he plays better when his heart is full is fake ovation filling your heart? Like, do they really mean it?
No, they don't mean it.
No, it's, right. It's, so does that,
but
I
did,
mean.
But did they really mean it in Philadelphia? I mean, it was crafted by some producer on a radio show.
Right. And listen, Trey Turner responded to it. So good for Trey Turner. I mean, and I guess Francisco Lindor in the series. I mean, he had three hits, three for 11 in the series. Scored a couple runs, couple walks, but I don't know. I just thought, I try to figure out how I would feel, knowing how they really feel about me, and then just kind of having the, hey, let's go with the ovation, if that would do anything for me.
We have some sound from the Mets shortstop. Here is Francisco Lindor on the ovation from the fans.
I wasn't expecting that at all, but it definitely felt good. It felt good to be able to come home and feel the love of the fans when I'm playing well or playing bad. It feels my heart for sure. So I appreciate everybody that came out and showed some love, not only for me, but for my teammates as well. The other day, I will always be Francisco Lindor. Good or bad days, I will always play as hard as I can and do whatever it takes to help this team win day in and day out. So everybody that came out, thank you for the love, for sure. It doesn't go unnoticed.
Well, I mean, I don't know whether he's full of crap or not, but he says the right thing. He says it matters to him.
No, I think it does matter for him. And I think that part of some of the struggles might be, it's just like he said, like, I play better when I feel the love, and with all the negativity and nastiness that, he's received because he's been bad, and he's being paid to be your best player, play to a certain level to help you, I mean, get off to a better start. I think we're all in agreement. Yeah, they started 0-5, and for what being able to dig themselves out of that, they couldn't afford to get much deeper. Right? Like, I mean, it was bad enough.
If you dug any deeper, the season would spiral out of control.
Right. And he was going to be, like, he's one of the guys that you're counting on. Him, Pete, Nimmo, McNeil, those are the guys that you're counting on to make sure that doesn't happen.
By the way, McNeil has not been so good either.
No. No, he has not. Beatty's been good. Pete's hitting home runs again now. How nice is it to have Diaz back at the end of that bullpen, too?
Oh, it makes it so easy. And who hit that home run? Was it Pascatino?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, did he crushed that ball.
He did.
But that's fine. Well, that's the benefit of having a two-run lead.
Exactly right. Harrison Bader with a hot shot down the third baseline.
Oh, he really got a hold of that one.
Too hot to handle.
Yeah, that Royals pitcher could not find the strike zone. But you know what? Mets had enough chances. They had like second and third, nobody out. They had bases loaded. And I don't know if you felt like this. I was so annoyed at Lindor's. Like, bases loaded, two outs, big spot, first pitch pops it up.
Yeah, well, this is what frustrates people. And this is why they get upset and they boo. But, you know, we're going to try the opposite. Be very supportive. I don't know. I'm just like the kind of person that doesn't appreciate like the fake support.
Well, I don't disagree with you, but
my personality.
But that's not my way either. But what, like
if you think I stink, boo me. If you think I'm good,
so you would prefer to be booed. I stink. No. I can't get a hit. Boo me.
I would prefer What I would prefer is to play well, so you have to cheer me.
Boo his ass.
That's what I would prefer.
But that's not happening.
It's like I never. Maybe it's how my dad is how I grew up because he was always brutally honest. Like, there were plenty of times where I'd be, like, in the backseat of the car crying because he thought I didn't play well. But, like, you know how they really feel about you. Like, they you know that they think you stink right now.
Boo his sorry ass!
And now they're cheering you. Hey, listen, if it works, it works.
Well, I mean, it hasn't.
Unless he's 3-for-11, it's better.
Okay. But I wouldn't say he's been terrific. He's been bad this season.
Yeah. He has. And hopefully it's just because this is what he does. He gets off to slow starts.
I hope so.
When
cold weather, right? I hope
cold weather, hitting from both sides of the plate. I said this a couple weeks ago. He's a much better hitter righty than he is lefty. This team's actually done a really good job hitting lefty pitchers. Actually one of the best. But if this team is going to have any chance to keep this up and be right there to compete for a wild card, he's going to have to get going.
Oh, he's going to have to get going is right. Now, it's a lot easier to deal with when they're winning games, right? Could you imagine if they were like 3-14 now? What would happen to him? He would get absolutely crushed.
Yeah, well, this is what happens when you get paid. I mean, it feels unfair, but it's the reality. You know, we traded for him, signed him to a huge, huge contract. Right, I mean, you're being paid to be one of the better players in Major League Baseball, so those are the expectations.
Yeah, then go act like it. Go play like it. We'll take a break. 1-800-919-3776. Now the Mets are on the table, and the Yankees with ho hum another really good weekend. We get to that next right here on 98.7 ESPN. All right, now, baseball fans, go yard with BetMGM, the king of all sports books. All season long, they're offering top odds on your favorite home run bets, fast and convenient ways to place same game parlay, special boosts, and so much more. From the first pitch to the game-winning fireworks, there are more ways than ever to supercharge your excitement. Whether you want to combine multiple bets for the chance at a bigger payout or place a live bet as the game unfolds, BetMGM has all the home run betting options you could ever need. Download the BetMGM app, head to the ballpark, and get your piece of the MLB action. BetMGM is an official partner of Major League Baseball. See BetMGM.com for terms. Must be 21 plus years of age or older to wager and physically present in New York only. Subject to eligibility requirements, rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY to 467-369.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, It's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why? Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
Yankees, very successful weekend as well. They win 2 out of 3 against the Cleveland Guardians. And, I mean, it's just another weekend for the Yankees where they take care of business. Field. Now, again, Nestor Cortez, you want to talk about some things that are not ideal right now, fine. But for the most part, Yankee team continues to roll along.
Yeah, rolls along. I mean, you also look at yesterday as kind of a missed opportunity.
Well, yeah, you should have won that game yesterday.
Right.
I agree.
Right. You know, two outs. Volpe comes through with a double, ties it up. Then you get, you know, Rizzo.
Who is the right? Was that Laureano in right field there?
I think so.
I think so, too. What was he doing?
It was not a great angle.
I mean, he's like taking the scenic route to that baseball.
The ball was hit hard, though.
Oh, very hard. Off a guy that it's hard to hit the baseball off of.
He's one of the best in the game.
Right. Throws consistently over 100 miles an hour.
Yeah, and then you have a 2-run lead, and you're figuring, okay, here we go. And then it's... Now, again, every time we criticize the Yankees because of how good they've been, it feels like it's nitpicking, but this is something that's been a problem and was a problem yesterday. Anthony Rizzo's defense is not good right now.
No, it's not.
Right. Gleyber Torres has the tendency to make some questionable decisions in the infield.
Oh, that was an easy play. He needs to get him out at home yesterday, yes.
Well, if he doesn't get him at home, take the out at first.
Right.
So you have a guy standing on third where a sac fly can beat you.
Did you see where the ball went through his legs and then it was like behind him? He reached behind him to pick that ball. It was pretty miraculous of a play.
Right. I was actually surprised with how in he was. Because Naylor's not fast at third.
No.
Didn't get a great jump either. But did make the play. Volpe didn't make the play. Could have turned 2, doesn't. And before you know it, you lose a game that you probably should have won.
You probably should have won. I mean, you're up 3-0, and then you're up 7-5, and you let that get away. That being said, you won 2 out of 3 games over the weekend. And Volpe looks like he's an absolute star. And Soto is terrifying. And Judge got going a little bit yesterday. So
hit a bomb.
Oh my God. What was it? 450 feet?
It was a bomb.
It was a bomb is what it was. You're right. And that
you even got Trevino hitting a home run.
I know. And he hammered that ball too. The Guardians are not fundamentally sound though. The play on Saturday where I'm confident it was Laureano hit that ball or he was on base. No, I think he hit the ball and was leading off the inning, and they were down a run, and he should have been on third, and he sat there and he watched it, and he went up on second.
Yeah, I mean, it's things like that. They're fine.
But they're not
good enough
to make mistakes like that.
No, they're not. 10-5, though. I mean, good start to the season for them.
Yeah, but, I mean, no Bieber for the season now. I mean, realistically, do you think the Guardians are there at the end? I'd say probably not.
Probably not. Jose Ramirez is awesome, though. Jose Ramirez is a really good baseball player.
A really good baseball player.
Yeah, I mean, that home run he hit off Nestor. And Nestor was good until he wasn't.
Nestor has not been good this season.
I had the 8 innings. Listen, the previous start was good against Miami. Went 8. Yesterday was, I mean, it felt like they wore him down, and then he only ends up giving you 4 innings.
Right.
And they needed more than that. And he's doing the stuff on the mound with, like, the fake pitch.
That's his thing.
Yeah, but that was actually like a little, that yesterday was a little bit too much. Like the leg thing.
That's his thing. The hesitation, I'm pitching, I'm not pitching, I am pitching. Like that's, no, you've that's never, what he does.
RJ, have you seen, you watch all these Yankees games like I do. Have you seen him do the fake pitch one time ever? Where he pretends to throw it and then doesn't throw it?
And then all of a sudden quick pitches?
Yeah, he's never done that before. He's done the leg where it's like he's, you know, but he's never done like where I'm going to pull it out of my glove and pretend like to throw it. I'm going to throw it and then pull it back and then really pitch it.
So you look at that as Bush League?
I think that might have been a step too far.
Mm-hmm.
I think that might have been too much.
Yeah, it's a weird look.
Like, I get doing some of the stuff, like being deceptive, some of the stuff, but I think it does cross a line, and I think that kind of was the line.
Well, that's his thing, though. That's what he does, right? That's Nestor, when Nestor is the best version of himself and he feels ultimately confident, like that's the kind of shenanigans that he likes to pull.
Well, which is fine, which is fun to a point in when you're pitching well. But when you're not, like, when you're not, and you're only giving us, you know, four innings, and you start doing some of that stuff, I don't know. I think all that fun stuff is good to a point.
Well, I agree with that. When you're not pitching well, you can't do that stuff.
No, I think you can. Listen, I think you can do some of the stuff. Like, it's just part of who you are. It's part of who he is. But then when you start adding on to it where it's like, oh, I'm going to pull the ball out, pretend like I'm going to throw it, you know, bring it back and then pitch it, that's, I don't know.
Yeah, let's be fair. I mean, if it was done to the Yankees, they'd have a problem. It's kind of bush leaguey is what it is.
A little circusy, yeah.
It's kind of bush leaguey. It's like, come on, be better than that.
Yeah, like, that's the other stuff, okay, we can deal with it.
This and I get it's kind of his personality, but it's kind of bush leaguey. But whatever. I mean, but overall, I mean, what is there negative to talk about? Volpe's rolling along. Soto is terrific. I mean, you want to talk about Rizzo's defense at first? Yeah, I think there's some concern there. Bullpen is really, really good and has been really, really good.
Yeah, they don't have. I mean,
they don't have a lot of weakness.
A lot of weakness. I mean, again, going back to, like, some of the things that, you know, would cause you, you know, a little concern, I guess is the word. Or like, hey, you know, what are some of the things that could stop us from, you know, being who we expect to be? Like, a lot of that stuff is being answered. Like, what would Anthony Volpe look like in year two? After kind of, listen, he wins a gold glove. He has the power numbers, has the stolen bases, but batting average was bad. A lot of highs and lows. Give the kid tons of credit. He battled through it. But you're seeing a kid who spent the entire offseason saying, that's not going to look like that again. And he's been, offensively, he's been great.
He's been phenomenal. He has. Gleyber doesn't look great by any stretch.
Yeah, but see, that's the thing, though. He's one of those guys that you feel like, offensively, he'll get going. Like, his defense and, like, lackadaisical plays are what concerns me with
him. Well, when over the weekend, I forget when it was, might have been Saturday when he threw, well, maybe it was yesterday, I don't even remember. Now, when he threw the ball away on what would have been a double play.
Yeah, coming across second base.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it was an awful throw, and again, yeah, but that's who he is. Like, he...
Well, it's also why he's not going to get a long-term deal from the Yankees, though.
That's exactly right. But right. He, like, I think there's a lot of good that goes along with Gleyber, and then you get the moments where you think to yourself, is he just not thinking things through, or why does it look so... These easy plays that he makes look so hard, right? Like, he's... You're right. The word is accurate. He's very lackadaisical.
Well, it's like this... It's this need to play with a nonchalant... No, this nonchalant kind of way of doing things, kind of like what Cano did. Like, he wants to make it look so easy that in an effort sometimes to make it so look so easy, he makes stupid mistakes.
Yeah, but you know what? That's going to be magnified on a team where he's one of maybe the only, if not certainly few, guys that do that kind of stuff.
Right, especially if you're not carrying your weight offensively, because you live with that stuff. Like, you're going to live with those mistakes if he's, you know, he's one of the better offensive second baseman in the league. You'll live with that. But if he's struggling offensively and then you got to live with some of these careless mistakes, that's going to be, yeah, that's a problem.
This probably won't bother you, and it may be a silly thing to even bring up, but I'm going to anyway. This Cleveland ball boy that has the hair all the way down his back, for the Yankees to have that, and I know it's not the Yankees employee, but for the Yankees to have that representing them is such a weird thing to me. Does that bother you whatsoever, or do you not care
at
all?
No, I think we talked about this last year, didn't we?
Well, last year I think that we thought he was employed by the Yankees. We didn't know, but now he's employed by Cleveland. But here's the thing.
I think the Yankees, the players have kind of embraced it, no?
They have. But the Yankees have, it's been their mantra forever that it's a clean-cut look, and if you're not willing to have a clean-cut look, then we're not willing to have you. How are the it doesn't make any sense to me. How are the Yankees allowing for this guy who looks the exact opposite of what George Steinbrenner always wanted his team to look like to be their bat boy in Cleveland?
Well, he's not an employee of the Yankees.
I get that.
I understand what you're saying, because Lou won't let other people in, like a road crew in the locker room. Like, he want, like, that's not something he allows. So I guess they could do that if they wanted, but maybe the players like him. Right? I mean, I can't give you any reason.
Listen, you can do whatever you want. I'm not saying that the Yankees can't have this kid, you know, as their bat boy. I'm just saying, like, for a team that is so serious about this being the way, and Randy Johnson will cut his hair, and Harrison Bader will cut his hair, and just for their bat boy, like, wouldn't the Yankees could say, you know what, don't worry, we'll supply our own guy. Thank you very much. We don't want this guy in Cleveland as our bat boy. They could say that.
Right. They could say that, but they've chosen not to. So, again, which leads me to my only thought would be that they like him. He's not an employee of the team, so they can't force him to cut his hair, and they actually like the kid, and he does a good job. So they'll live with the fact that he's got long hair.
Okay. But I have no problem with it. I think it kind of flies in the face of what they preach to us all the time. That's my only issue.
Right,
I don't have an issue with it.
Okay, but they don't. I understand the argument you're making, but there's a reason Harrison Bader has to cut his facial hair because the Yankees pay him. Randy Johnson has to because they pay him. The Yankees don't pay this kid. If they choose to not have the kid as their represent them, they could do that too, but they haven't.
Okay, and that's fine. And you're right, and there is a little bit of a difference, but it's just like we want to be represented by this look. That guy is on their side. He's in their dugout. He's milling around. He's dealing with the players. And it's just, for me, it's kind of a strange dynamic.
I get it. I understand what you're saying. I don't know if I agree with it.
Okay,
fine. I don't necessarily think it's a fair comparison because, players get paid by the team. They're employees of the team. This kid is not. But you do have the ability, and I don't know Major League Baseball-wise, I know NHL-wise, that you have the ability to say, no, we're all set. But I guess they like the kid. I don't know. At some point, I would like the Yankees to say, "Hey, listen, if you wanna have some facial hair and make sure it's well kept facial hair, like there's nothing wrong with a nice looking beard that's well maintained." I understand not wanting to be sloppy.
Well, I agree with that. You don't want a guy to look gross,
right? But like if you can't take care of yourself, how's all the other preparation that goes into being a major league ball player going?
Well, doesn't it feel like it might be time? Like, you know what? Now we're in 2024. If you want to grow a beard and you keep it very, very nicely, we're willing to allow that to happen.
I think at a certain point, you'd like to think that you can trust the players in your clubhouse,
right? And if you're not okay with it, then you bring them inside and you say, "Listen,
well, I got to tell you this,
or whoever,
right?" Now, this is different because it's professional sports, right? You're playing a kid's game, making millions of dollars. So, is there really the expectation that you have to be clean cut and everything else to make sure you play well? You've seen plenty of guys that have long hair, facial hair, that play great. But let's face it, in some walks of life, some places you go, if the person that pops out looks like a hot mess, might change the way.
Yeah, you think differently.
Right. Like, I went and saw a neurologist. I went and saw a guy in California for the nerve issue he was having in my leg, and this guy pops up like he was sleeping under his desk, shirt on, like he looked like a hot mess. And I was like, Cass, I don't think this is a great idea.
Right. I mean, if you went to see a doctor and he walked in like the bat boy, you might turn to your significant other and say to you, like, let's get out of here.
So I get it. Right, there should be, we want to make sure guys are focused on, being professional. And this is how we take care of ourselves. We take care of all the other stuff, like the preparation, all of it. But I think there's also, a happy in-between where it's like, guys, if you want to have, a well-maintained beard, we can live with that.
RJ, Raymond, let me ask you guys, because you're Yankee fans. Do you have any issue with this bat boy kid, or is it not an issue for you?
I kind of felt like Rick said, last year was, that's interesting. It's a novelty. Now that Cleveland kind of insists on doing it, it seems like kind of a troll. But, all right, whatever. Roll with it.
But do you have an issue with the Yankees accepting him and not choosing someone else, or is this nothing?
What are the Yankees going to do, though? Like, tell them, no, we don't want this guy to work for it. Like, it kind of is what it is. I don't necessarily like that Cleveland's insisting on it, but, they're not going to let the kid not work. Fine. That's fine.
Well, no, I don't agree with that. You could say to the kid, "Listen, the Yankees, they don't want that representing them. If you want to work, which you're welcome to, we expect you to look a little more appropriate for them."
No, that's clearly not important to Cleveland.
Why would Cleveland care? Doesn't bother Cleveland in the first place, so they're not going to care about what the Yankees think or want.
Right, but again, like the Yankees' alternative, what would it be to not have a bat boy? So,
I think you could probably bring your own bat boy.
I guess. And the players, they, like you said, they seem to embrace it. They don't seem to mind. So
I think the players
must
like
a problem.
It.
Yeah.
Because there's things that you could do. Like Cleveland could say, if the Yankees had a problem with it, Cleveland could say, "Hey, listen, so and so, you're not going to work the Yankee series." And the Yankees could bring their own bat boy. If the Yankees really had a problem with it, I'm sure they could fix it.
You have to figure that they would have.
But they probably the kid ends up being a good kid. They like him, and we're not going to make you cut your hair just to do, you know, our series.
Maybe he puts it up.
Maybe he's awesome. Maybe he's just like, hey, whatever the guys need. He's those guys do a lot, man.
Oh, a lot, and they get tipped very well.
They do. But they're asked to do a lot of stuff.
Didn't they make him do that one of the games last year? They made him put his hair up.
Yeah. Yes.
Did it bother you, RJ, or no?
It's odd. I wouldn't go to as far as bothers me, but when they show it and they show the bat boy and he's sitting next to Aaron Boone, like you're leaning on the dugout rail, it looks odd. It's a strange aesthetic, but I wouldn't say it bothers me. Clearly, Cleveland likes kind of poking at the Yankees.
I think they love it.
I wouldn't say it bothers me.
Look at their Twitter lately, the Guardians' Twitter. They're all about trolling the Yankees. That's all they have.
What else do they have?
Again, they can't beat the Yankees. They live in Ohio. I'd be miserable, too.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow, he just attacked Ohio.
So at the whole state, huh, Ray?
Yeah. Come on, you tell me that
even,
I'm
not
wrong.
Not even Cleveland.
You tell me that I'm wrong.
Like, not even like Columbus?
Where would you
Canton?
Rather be? Where would you rather be? Come on.
I mean, of things of many of which we can't repeat, that some that Ray has said today, that's like the tame version.
I'm on one today.
Yeah, Ray he's on one.
He's not. I tell you what, a lot of disrespect for a lot of different cities around the country. Not worried about a lot of places. Which
no,
I'm
nothing,
okay with.
Nothing worries him. If you have a billion-dollar corporation, Ray will go right at you.
Yeah,
if you deserve it.
Look where Ray's at, though. I mean, Knicks. Rangers might win the President's Trophy. He's got multiple ladies. Like, there's a lot going on for him.
That's true.
Did you see this Guardians tweet after the game that said New York fans will be sure to let you know their excuses below? The official team account tweeted that after they won the last game of the series after losing the previous two. Seriously?
Wow.
Nah.
Ray, you're very good.
Enjoy that win.
Wow.
Ray, were you unable to satisfy both women last night? Is that why you're so upset?
I see what you're trying to do there.
What? I'm not doing anything.
I see what you're trying to do.
I think it's pretty out there.
I don't know what to say.
There's really nothing else to say, Dave. I think what you do is you take it upon yourself. You get out to Cleveland and you shave that kid's head. If it's really bothering you.
I bring my clippers.
Yeah.
Stevie! We're gonna do a little touch up here.
Yeah. I don't like how this looks, Stevie.
Doesn't bother me. I don't care.
It sounds like you care.
No, it bothers me the way the Yankees are so high and mighty about it, and then this thing they let go. That's
come
what it,
down to Cleveland town, you want to just like haul him down during the seventh inning stretch? And,
no, I think the Yankees like, should say, we don't want this kid as our bat boy.
Like a WWE match back in the day? Like loser shaves her head?
That'd be nice.
Our main export is crippling depression.
It feels like you got a bigger problem with the Yankees than you do this kid having long hair.
Well, I don't know. You're right. That's 100% right. Because they are so high and mighty all the time about how it has to be, and then they have this kid. It's like, whatever. It's fine.
Yeah, well, it's not. I mean, he doesn't work for them.
You think Steinbrenner would have a problem with it?
Oh, he'd lose his mind.
George would probably have a problem.
He would lose his mind.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN New York app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.